We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is Merlone and Fourier.
And I was kind of laughing at Wiggy again because he was really disappointed what you got out of Hunter Henry this year. Wiggy.
I don't think we're going to solve the great bye week mystery.
Maybe Judon and Belichick got into a fight. Remember Bill came out with that black eye?
So we're going forward to fix the Patriots instead. Can we fix it?
Can we fix it?
No. No, we probably can't. It's Lou.
Oh, she's kind of cute. Then she drops the mask when they get rid of these things someday. And you're like, nope, not for me.
It's Christian.
I'm a terrible father, and I'm not mentoring enough young kids.
Send the money now.
It's Merlone and Fourier on WEEI.
Fourth and final hour here, Maloney and Fourier. Yeah, we'll try to fix it. We'll try to fix the New England Patriots. But first, I want to go to you, your phone calls, playing off the Jordan Poyer sound in this game on Saturday night. Let's start with Eddie. Eddie in the car. Go ahead, Eddie. You're up.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yep.
You know, leading up to Saturday's game, if you listen to, you know, most of the people, I know I was listening to Mutt, and one of the things that Mutt had to say was he didn't talk about how great the Patriots was and didn't talk about them coming in and setting the tone to that game. He basically talked about how is Buffalo going to react? Is Buffalo going to show up? He didn't use the word choke, but everyone kind of made this all about Buffalo, and I think that should be an indication to everybody that Buffalo was always the better team. I know after they lost that game that I call an aberration up in Buffalo, that coach was so mad. He was so angry. And he was so angry because he knew his team let a golden opportunity get away. They had four chances to get in the end zone. They didn't get any. And he just went crazy. And good for them. They come out and they proved that they were a better team. And they got the juggernaut off them. You know, they beat the Patriots, and they probably feel like they beat the Patriots and put them away for a little while.
Yeah, the funny thing to me is that I'm sitting there going, the Bills are beating you or beat you at your own game. Like, everything that you pride yourself on, everything that is important to you, like everything.
Toughness, physicality,
attitude, like, you know, chip, the manufactured chip on your shoulder, like everything. Every single thing that you pride yourself, like, that you're known for, they beat you at your own game. Now, you can say that they were ready because I just listened to David Andrews, and it seemed like everybody said dominate at the same time, and I feel like they all meant it. But as soon as that game started, isn't it kind of obvious? Like, you know, I don't know how many fights you have been in, Lou, but, right away if you have a tough one on your hands. Like, right away. Like, 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. And you also know if you can, you know, dominate some kid and just beat the crap out of him. It's easy to recognize. I think they understood, like, after the first series that they were freaking not up for the challenge.
No. Let's get back to the phone calls. Let's go to Mike in Pepperell. Mike, what's going on, man? You know, Lou and Christian.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, pal. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey. Yeah, no, I think what it is we don't have anybody on our team that scares them. Let's just be honest. I mean, you name one player on our team that is like strikes fear into the Buffalo Bills. I mean, I hate to keep bringing it up, but for 20 years, we had a guy that everybody feared, everybody in the NFL. And when you have a guy like that, everybody on that team will stand behind him because they know there's always a chance to win with him. And unless Mac Jones steps up and becomes that guy, the rest of the team's not going to follow. They're all going to go in the war. I mean, you've seen Brad Pitt and Troy. I mean, he was a little guy. He killed that big barbarian, and the war was over. They didn't want to fight.
The movie Troy with Brad. Wow. A reference I thought I'd never hear.
Brad Pitt. Yeah,
that's something I would say.
I mean, he came.
Okay, thank you.
It was funny because he actually said, like, they've been building it for, like, 3 years, and I was just looking at it, and you know, Tommy Curran, again, he was on with Gresham Keefe, and I heard him talking about, like, the offseason, the spending spree, and why that was necessary. You know, and again, you kind of harp on it, and I talked about it for a while, but it's sort of the reason why you went out and signed some young free agents, and that's great, but, again, you made up for 4 or 5 years of just you didn't develop any players. You didn't draft any players. And because of it, you had to fill all these holes. You know, you drafted two tight ends, you know, in back-to-back, in, you know, just a couple of years ago, you know, and these guys, you know, with what, Asiasi and Keene, in the third round, back-to-back. And months later, you gave out $25 million to two tight ends.
Well, they missed.
Well, I know, but you drafted two tight ends. Like, you just hit on one of them. And then maybe you just go out and sign one tight end. You know, unfortunately, it might have been Jonnu Smith. I don't know. And then you really have been screwed. But it's just, you know, N'Keal Harry, you could talk to him blue in the face about Deebo Samuel and A.J. Brown and all these other guys. But now you got to go give the money to Aguilar, and it didn't work. And it's like when you look at what the Bills have been doing, you know, 2017, so we go back 4 or 5 years, and it was, you know, Tre'Davious White, Matt Milano, and then it's Josh Allen, Tremaine Edwards, and it's a kid, two corners, Johnson and Neal. You know, and then it's, I guess, Singletary, Dawson Knox. You can get into that area. Some of those guys. Ed Oliver, D-tackle. Cody Ford, another tackle. Then it's Epinesa. It's just Gabriel Davis. I mean, it's just up and down the last 4 or 5 years. Yeah, you're building. You're building a core. You're building a young defense, a fast defense, an explosive, you know, guy, whatever. While all that is going on, you're over there messing around with N'Keal Harry, Juwan Williams, Chase Winovich.
Well, let's say that was
Isaiah
a miss.
Wynn, Duke Dawson, that Derek Rivers, miss. Antonio Garcia, okay, so Cyrus Jones.
You do it for 20-something years, you're going to have some dogs, okay,
yeah, but
right?
When you do it for 4 or 5 years in a row, I agree, but when you do it for 4 years in a row, you're forced to spend $190 million to fill the holes that should have been filled through a draft. And what do you get? You get $190 million worth of fillers to kind of get your roster back to where it should be from the beginning. And it doesn't take them over the top. It's all about what the draft the last 4 years.
See, to me, why they, you know, to the one the thing, okay, so the last caller, he's like, oh, they don't have anybody that you fear. That's, you know,
they don't.
They used to have a guy that everybody feared. Yeah. They feared that he would bring them back to win. They weren't physically intimidated by Brady. What they were fearful of was what he was capable of doing with the ball in his hands every single series. And I will go back to what LeSean McCoy said on that I Am Athlete podcast or whatever it was. You know, everybody's swapping stories, and they're all exaggerating everything. And LeSean McCoy talked about when Brady stepped into the building, how it wasn't just the offense that was excited and upped their game. It was the defense that upped their game because they were like, holy crap, we have a chance to really be good. So let's all give our best because this is only a small little window of opportunity we have with this guy being here. And I tell you what, that's what the Bills feel like. Like, Josh Allen is building himself a really nice resume as far as, like, what it takes to win. Toughness, clutch plays, you can't take him down, strong arm, like, all that stuff. That's why they're beating you at your own game. Like, wait till next year comes around. The Bills will be favored, and maybe they win the Super Bowl, maybe they go to the Super Bowl, who the hell knows. But the fact is that they will manufacture some sort of issue that makes sure that they have the 2-4 mentality. Like, they're the ones, and that's the crazy thing. The Bills have the 2-4 mentality at the end, not you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you want to fix some things?
Well, yeah, no, I'm just wondering. So how do you, so kind of, you know, you look at this team, that there's, it's amazing. With the amount of money they spent, they have so many holes. And unfortunately, not a bunch of money to kind of dive back in and fix them that way, right? And even if there was, I mean, if you're, again, we go back to Robert Kraft, all the money he spent in real cash, going out last year and being real cash guaranteed next year. Like, you think he's going to, another shopping spree, Bill? First off, you can't do it with the cap. Oh, we can move some money around. No. I want to spend more real cash. Like, so a free agency, I don't see it happening. So how do you fix it?
Well, it's funny, like, you know, just seeing this, and you talk about all the money that he spent. One of the things we were talking about yesterday is all the signings that you regret. And I keep forgetting that Cam Newton is on the books for 1 year, $5.1 million.
Yeah.
He was a safety net, right? Basically, yeah. If things go horribly wrong.
You guarantee, what, three and a half of it?
Yeah, we're going to have to make sure we pay this guy.
They ain't never seen this, Cam.
No, you're right. So yeah. I would say, okay, well, here's how you're not going to fix it, Lou.
Luckily.
Okay, how you're not going to fix it is what Mel Kiper suggests, which is let's go out and draft a wide receiver. Mel Kiper's first of probably 20 mock drafts has the Patriots picking at number 21, Jameson Williams, wide receiver out of Alabama. The same Jameson Williams who tore his ACL in the national championship game against Alabama. This, to me, may be the biggest pile of crap I have ever heard or seen, because there's no freaking way in the world that the Patriots, after the N'Keal Harry issue, are ever going to pick a wide receiver in the first round.
See, I don't think
no
that's
way.
The reason. I don't think you can do that moving forward. Like, I don't. But the question is like, in that first round, would I like to see that happen? Sure, I'd like to see
you would like them see them
absolutely.
Take a wide receiver.
Juwan Williams, absolutely.
Because Mac Jones and Jameson Williams are just buddies. They played together for so many years, right?
Yeah, whatever.
Didn't happen.
Good enough. No, I would like to see them do that, but I just don't. I don't see them doing it. So, like, offensively, all these guys, all of them could come back.
All of them are coming back.
And I think, and that's what kind of scares me. Like, I could see a wide receiver maybe in the third. That might be too soon. Maybe not even see – they might just look at it and say, Josh, you got the same team coming back, if you're back. You know, make it a little bit better. Hell, we were the sixth scoring offense in football. Remember, we can always hide behind that one. Offense isn't a problem. And everything, that first pick, 21 overall, the best defensive player on the board, period, end of story. In the second round, best defensive player on the board, period, end of story. Like, just defense, defense, defense. You know, maybe franchise tag J.C. Jackson. I mean, I think you got to do that to hold your secondary together. Jonathan Jones will be back, so it's like depth at corner, but it's got to be best defensive players every single pick. And maybe your traditional like offensive lineman in the fifth, you know, the sixth round O-line. But it's got to be all defense, Christian.
Yeah,
it has to be.
I think it kind of gives you, to your point,
the offense is okay.
Okay, so you're saying, okay,
defense is not.
We are not picking, I don't care what happens, we are not picking an offensive player with our first pick.
I don't think the first three.
We are picking a defensive player best available at either corner, linebacker, or safety. That is what we are going to do.
How would you feel about this? Dan Brugler.
Oh, yeah.
Patriots first-round pick, first and seconds in his latest mock draft at 21, N'Kobe Dean, linebacker, Georgia. I mean, that would be a home run, right?
Yeah, you know what?
Is he going to be there at 21?
But I don't know, but he's a defensive player. Whoever is
you don't
the
know
N'Kobe
Dean in Georgia?
Was that number 41 guy?
Yeah, he's like a stud. He's one of the best linebackers in the country.
Yeah, I heard
the comment is generally Bill Belichick prefers bigger bodied linebackers.
Not anymore.
But what Dean lacks in size, he more than makes up for play speed and football smarts. And anyone who watched the Patriots playoff loss to the Bills know they need more of both.
Yeah, of course.
At linebacker.
Yeah, you're going to get a laterally quick, you know, very smart, you hope, you know, but a guy that can cover sideline to sideline. You need speed. You need speed.
Well, how about this one?
And youth.
I don't know. I like it. You know, and it goes back to like the Belichick prefers big-bodied linebackers. Like, that's a philosophy that I think needs to change, correct? So now we're just talking about philosophy, you know, Bill Belichick and what defense is, like linebackers. It's got to change. You know, we sit there and make fun of these teams with these small linebackers. Oh, we're going to run right through them. Okay. Meanwhile, they're all still playing, aren't they? These fast linebackers, they're all still playing, right? How about this one, the second round? He goes two rounds, 54th pick. You know, what is it, Juwan Williams in the first round? That was Kuiper's? No. He goes back to Alabama, though. John Michie. Did they pronounce the kid's name? Michie, that's, right?
Sounds good.
The guy that got hurt, the guy that missed the last couple of weeks. In the second round, wide receiver out of Alabama. Is that okay for you?
No, it isn't okay with me. I would take the guy that he has the Raiders taking, which would be Christian Harris, linebacker, Alabama. Just grab all the Alabama defensive players that you want.
Alabama, Georgia linebackers?
I do not think they are going to pick an offensive player in the first four picks. I don't. I don't think they will.
See, I'm with you.
I don't think they can.
I mean, when you think about it.
Even last year, they went offense, defense, offense.
Yeah, but last year in free agency, wouldn't you say that it's safe to say that they kind of spent more money on offense, right?
If you add up all the money, I mean, just look at the numbers. Trent Brown,
almost
Smith,
45, oh, 50 million. Yeah, Trent Brown's another one.
Well, but I mean, Judon took a lot of money. Godchild, Mills.
Okay, I'm going to give you a left tackle and Trent Brown. I'm going to give you two new tight ends. I'm going to give you two new wide receivers. Like, that's it. It's done. Okay, I need to address the defense, so I'm with you. And I think they could look at it and say, our offense, good enough. We hope there's growth for Mac Jones, even though I'm not so sure how much growth there could possibly be with this offense. There could be some, you know, but I think it's still going to be limited. So maybe you take a shot on one of these small-time free agent wide receivers and see if it works. We mentioned Isaiah McKenzie. I don't know what his market will be like.
Yeah.
But another guy like that and just say, then it's all defense.
Yeah.
All defense. It's got
to
be.
Yeah. And I will say this, that next year is going to be harder for Mac Jones. No longer do you have the net that is the rookie season. You showed, listen, if we made such a big deal out of a rookie going to the playoffs in his first year, and every single thing that we talk about is that he was the best out of the five, and then you come back with your entire offensive skill positions, all your wide receivers, all your tight ends, and all your backs. So if you won 10 games as a rookie, you should at least win 11 in your second year. So I tell you what, it's going to be a tougher season because he's going to be judged different. There's not going to be any excuses made for him. Oh, he's only his second year. Dude, he was almost the offensive rookie of the year.
Guy 207 Patriots on Twitch, where you can watch us. Just search WEEI on Twitch. Taking chances on a valuable position. Wide receiver is more important than any defensive position. You guys have no idea what positional value is.
This guy, honest to God, you need to. Can we get in there and like go at it with him? Can
you have
we, like,
no idea what. Christian, you have no idea what positional value
really?
Is.
Well, you really guys don't. Have no idea. Okay, why not take a wide receiver in the first round and use the rest of the picks on D? Why?
So, like, Devontae Adams is more valuable than, like, a Von Miller or an Aaron Donald. That makes no sense.
Well, if it turns into Devontae Adams, it's really good. There's value there. But, no, it's positional value. Let's study that during the break, shall we? I mean, let me just Google the positional value. We can go over together. All right, you guys are all lined up here. You guys have an idea how you want to fix the New England Patriots. We'll take your call, 617-779-7937. We'll do it next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, right to your phone calls. You guys are all lined up. How do you fix this Patriots team? What do you do? Let's say Jay in Providence. Let's start with you, Jay. Jay, what do you say, buddy?
Hey, you know, I think the way that Bill's going to build this team is not going to help Mac Jones in the long run. He's going to build this team to win games. Don't get me wrong. They're going to win games. He's going to be the winningest coach of all time. But that's not how he's going to build this team. In my opinion, how you guys are describing he's going to build this team is not going to help Mac Jones. I think if he wants to truly get Mac on the same page as him, he goes and he gets him a receiver this draft.
No,
all right, Jay,
you can't have a young guy.
But here's the thing, like,
not now.
I don't think it gets fixed overnight. Like, you know, so I think he always looks at, like, what's the bigger need? And I think he can look at his offense and say, with another year of Mac Jones, and maybe you get something more out of Jonnu Smith, and, you know, you look at your wide receivers, maybe there's a depth wide receiver, but where is the real need to win football games? And just given who Bill is, how do you not believe it's a defense?
Yeah, I can confirm that.
I'm not saying, yeah, could he? I'm watching, we say it all the time. You know, the Final Four with all these, like, you know, weapons, with all these, like, dangerous play wide receivers, quarterbacks. Look at all the quarterbacks that are left. But more importantly, look at the wide receivers, running backs, tight ends, all these just studs everywhere, explosive players. Do what you want them? Sure, you do. I just think it kind of tells you how far away you are. As much as you want them, you don't need them as much as you need other things. And that is defense. That is safeties. That is linebackers.
Yeah.
That is corners.
And not doing it overnight. Like, it's not
in one year. I'm saying in 1 year.
Well, like, okay, last year's a year. So with the upgrades that you did, you naturally would say, oh, all right, a couple more tweaks here and there, an attitude adjustment there, and they're back. Right? 10 wins this year. It should be 11 at least.
Spent so much assets and so many different things on offense last year. I just don't see it happening. Let's go to Muhammad in Springfield. Muhammad, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Christian, I just really quickly have to bring up, I said, what do you think of Mac Jones before the draft last year? And you said, no, it's a no for me. So I just want to be, you know, I just want to say I've been an armchair GM for a little while. And if I had the chance to take care of this Patriots team this offseason, I would – attempt to trade Nelson Aguilar in a second round pick for Calvin Ridley. And I would consider a first round pick on a running back that can, you know, teams know what we're going to do based on the personnel. If they see James White out there, they know it's going to be pass. If they see Stevenson or Damian Harris, they know it's going to be run or something of that, you know, maybe like a tight end stick or something, you know? So what I'm thinking is a three down back, a difference maker at wide receiver, get Nelson Aguilar off the team. The rest of the picks and money could go to defense. What do you think?
Well, okay, you owe Nelson Aguilar money, so it's not that easy, okay, just to say goodbye, unless you want to just take the hit that goes along with it. And as far as, like, draft picks, like, I am picking defense. I don't care if that guy is a linebacker, a safety, or if he's a corner. I'm picking a defensive player, and I'll adjust accordingly then. The interesting thing is, like, what they do in free agency. So if they identify free agent defensive players and then they go grab one of those, say they grab a linebacker, do they go back into the linebacker category if that person is available? I wouldn't be surprised if they've double dipped in the past as far as free agent first round draft picks. I mean, hell, they did it with me.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, they do it a lot.
Yeah, so that just because they grab somebody in free agency doesn't necessarily mean...
Try to lock up a position of
Well,
need.
Also, they want an older guy there. So they said they do grab a linebacker. Hightower's gone. Van Noy, maybe he's here. Maybe he's gone. Bentley is gone. Then you're going to need an older guy there in that area with him. So.
Yeah. But I just don't... You know, when they start talking about, like, the defense isn't as bad, we brought this up earlier. Like, Chris Gasper, which it's an amazing stat in this article, a couple of them. He wrote an article breaking down the Patriots defense. And people are still tweeting and having a hard time grasping this thing. But this rushing defense last year, when the season ended, didn't we sort of sit there and say, one of the first things you need to do is improve your rush defense? I mean, it's one of the worst rush defenses that we've ever seen here.
Yeah.
So they went out and they drafted Barmore. And they brought Guy in back. And they brought in Godchow. And they brought in some other guy, Henry Anderson. And they tried to address the position. And we say, well, they're better. No. They're the exact same. Per Chris Gasper, and we looked at it. In 2020, teams had 464 carries against you and rushed for 2,103 yards. All right? And it was like 4.3 average. This year in 2021-22 season, teams rushed for the same amount of carries, 464, with the same amount of yards, 2,103 yards. They averaged 4.3 yards a carry against you again. Folks, it doesn't matter if it's 16 games or 17 games. You know, 1 year they averaged 132 yards a carry, 135, and one was 123 big per game. The bottom line is they averaged 4.53 yards a carry both years. It was just as bad. When they handed the ball off, they ran for the exact same average last year as they did this year. And last year, we thought it was the worst rush defense we've ever seen.
Yeah, you went
this
from
year was just as bad.
Yeah, you went from 26th rush defense in the NFL in 2020 to 24th. Woo, look at that.
It's the same
you got better.
Average.
Oh, but you got better.
No, you didn't.
Try and sell those numbers to Kraft.
You didn't. Let's go to Tim in Hanover. Tim, what's up, man?
Yeah, guys. Hey, I just want to chime in on the defenses. The defense was praised all year long. I never opened my mouth. I was just rooting and hoping. But that defense was suspect all year, man, and it got exposed finally in this last game. It's sad, but you know what? We move forward, right? I think we need about 8 pieces between offense and defense.
Boy.
No one said nothing about the offensive line. We got to get at least one more solid guy. Look at the Rams. Look at KC. Look at Green Bay. Look at those teams, right? Offense and defense, they're all studs, man. They're man killers. They blow down the offensive lines or defensive lines. We just got to get that same thing going. And, Lou, you're 100% right. Alabama, Georgia, you got Cincinnati. They're booked with some serious defensive players, and they can pick them up in the draft. And hopefully, and then we go to the receivers. Everyone's talking receiver, like Christian says. Let it go, man. Well, and the last thing for Brady. Brady, I say he's going to retire this year if he doesn't get his role, or if not, the next year for sure. Because okay. You all right. Got kids going to college.
Yeah, in high school. Yeah, wow. Pretty much. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
At least one long
run. Go back in Alabama. As long as you don't bring back, what, was it Jennings and Cyrus Jones?
Why don't you say every team that was in the top four of the national championship.
But he brings up an interesting point. Your offensive line next year. How do you feel at tackle?
Well, you got to think Isaiah Wynn has 1 year left.
And again, how do you feel
Trent
about
Brown
that?
Is gone.
And Trent
I don't
Brown's
feel good
agent.
About it at all. Now, I would say on Wynn, going into his third year, makes me feel better.
Yeah.
It
maybe
does.
He's your right tackle.
Do you want some more Justin Herron?
I don't think they're devoid of talent, the thing is that what are you going to do at left guard? Ted Karras signed a 1 year deal. What are you going to do there?
Yalda Froholt.
Oh, there you go. I'm down with him.
It's amazing. Yeah, all that money you spent last year, and you're sitting there saying, okay, all these holes, all right, go spend it again. Like, if you had another whatever.
I'd like to run it back. Can Bill go ask? Bill needs to do it.
Go spend it again. Yeah.
Hey, we're going to run it back.
Yeah.
Another $250 million?
Yeah. I don't worry, I'll just mess with the cap. We'll just more cash. We need more cash. Mike in Springfield. Mike, what's up, man? How do you fix it?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
What's up, man?
So, at the end of the day, it really gets to the point where who are you bringing back in free agency, and at how much are you guaranteeing who we already have to re-sign? So at the end of the day, I really think that if we bring back a McCourty and a Hightower for short contracts, like 1 to 2 years with a lot of guaranteed money, that does impact who we can bring in, because what the cap number will be going into free agency is going to really make that difficult. And obviously we spent so much last year, it can really get confusing. So it really scares me. Like, I don't want to have to bring in like a Juju Smith-Schuster and AJ Green to maybe fill in a void at wide receiver and hope that they either A, stay healthy, or B, catch the ball and produce. So it really is kind of scares me a little bit, seeing if Mac will even progress with the same players, or if you are going to have to invest money in a player like that, knowing that we already kind of missed the mark with a few players. I don't know if that kind of resonates with anything going on, but it's something that I thought about a lot.
Mike, appreciate it. Do you want Hightower back here?
No.
Oh, thank you for answering for
no.
me.
It should be that easy.
Like, I feel like Devin McCourty gets unfairly put in here with Dante Hightower, because I would take McCourty back. If he decides to retire, he decides to retire. And you can, but it's like, McCourty and Hightower are getting slow. At the same rate? In your opinion? Like, at the same rate? Like,
no, I think now you can look at this a bunch of different ways. You can say, McCourty might not be the same
player he was
off.
3 years
no,
ago.
And I also feel like McCourty's position, okay, that's where older players go anyways. Like, older corners, they become safeties. If they can't run anymore, they become a safety. They become a free safety because that's where less contact happens. But Hightower, listen, once they recognize that you're slow, you can't recognize it. Because we all know that Hightower can recognize what's going on, but it just feels like he just takes too long to get there. So you need a fast guy that can recognize what's going on.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Let's go to Dave. Dave's out in Natick. What's up, Dave? You're on Lou and Christian.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
What's up?
The way to fix the Patriots is the same boring way that they've been fixing it for the past 20 years, absent having Tom Brady here, is that first things first, they need at least one weapon that they can go to on offense to carry that drive down the field in the fourth quarter when they can't run it. So whether that be a tight end or a receiver, that's number one. Number two, you got to figure out from the offensive line, is it coaching or is it talent? Because that offensive line has really been one of the keystones to the Patriots over the past 20 years, where they always had one of the better lines in the league. And this year, how many dumb holding penalties did you see in the fourth quarter that basically was equivalent to a sack that killed a drive? After that, go level by level. You have an all-pro cornerback, of which you only have two all-pros other than Matthew Slater, so you really shouldn't have to put a whole lot in the backfield. And then the question is, do you have to put more at the linebacking core, the defensive line? I'd probably go D-line at that point.
All right, and Dave, I mean, you don't really have J.C. Jackson, though, do you? I mean, you can tag him.
They're going to pay him one way or another. I don't think they let J.C. Jackson walk. If you do, I see what Christian's saying about next year, Max should be better. He should win 11 games, but also realize that, one, they're playing a second-place schedule, not a third-place schedule, so the games themselves are going to be a little bit harder. And if you remember how bad that nickel cornerback or that second cornerback was after, in those games, if you don't have J.C. Jackson, you might as well be looking at 5 or 6 wins over the course of the season.
Yeah, and I don't know if it drops off that much because the Bill, obviously, I think would replace him with somebody else, but I think you got to bring back J.C. Jackson. Hope Jonathan Jones comes back, and you got some of these other guys, Jalen Mills, that are going to be in the mix. So, you know, maybe cornerback is like as long as you bring back J.C. Jackson, is like, you know, a depth find, you know, that type of thing. I think we got to replace McCourty, linebackers. We've been through it before, you know, and offensive line is another one where I think you're thin as well. Like, it's just, there's a lot of work. And I know everyone's talking about having a Binky, you know, and going out finding a Welker. And finding an Edelman, you know, and maybe a number one wide receiver. But with the amount of holes this team has after spending as much money as they did last offseason, I don't know where that priority is. Like, I don't know how high up that priority is. I know what it should be, you know, but because you have so many holes in other areas, I don't know if you can address it.
Yeah, they're not going to go sign Braxton Berrios for 4 years, you know, $23 million. It's not happening. They already spent all their money on offense. The only guy they're going to get is a low-end, journeyman, prove-it-to-me type of guy with a bunch of incentives that will somehow try to implement. They don't have the money. There is no way they're going to sign a Kendrick Bourne-esque contract. Or, listen, four receivers, two tight ends, two wide receivers. They're not doing it again.
No, they're not. Let's go to Mark. He wants a wide receiver. What's up, Mark?
Of course. Everybody wants a wide receiver.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, what's buddy. Up? Go ahead.
I'm actually thinking we need two really fast, athletic linebackers that can go side to side, just like Tampa Bay's got. And if you can get a number one wide receiver in this draft, there's a couple of good ones. I think you go there as well. But you really need two inside linebackers that can go side to side like Tampa Bay's got. That's where it's at, guys.
Mm-hmm. All right, nice and quick. I like that call. There you go. It's good. And I would agree. It's just, listen, it's like, I don't know, you don't do fantasy football, do you, in a draft?
No.
I mean, it's like when it's your turn to pick and you got like the eighth pick and you want to pick like three times in a row, you know, because there's guys on the board that you really like and you just want to address everything. But the reality is you can't. So you can only pick one guy and then hope that other people show up after. So it's like the same thing. It's like you can only do one thing at a time. You know, you can only maybe, you know, in free agency, it's like, yeah, I'd love to give Ja'Marr Chase to Mac Jones. You know, I'd love to give one of those Alabama wide receivers to Mac. You know, and then it's a great, you've got, Mac Jones has got a great wide receiver with him. But where are you at linebacker? Where are you at safety? Where are you at, you know, whatever, on the line, corners? Like, where are you there? You know, you're bringing back J.C. Jackson. So it's like, it's there. I want a wide receiver. You know, and just like what Mahomes has and what Burrow has and what Allen has with Diggs. Sure, I want it all. But you can only do it so quickly. That's why I think it's not even, you don't fix it this offseason. I think hopefully another 2 years you start to put a team together.
So what I'm hearing is it has a, do you think there's a greater possibility for it to get worse before it gets better?
I mean,
do you think it
gets
worse? Think about
there's
it.
There's always a chance.
Hold on. You won 10 games.
Mm-hmm.
You won 10 with all these issues. So anything less than 10 should be a failure. You should improve. If you're building something special, this is how it works.
Well, last year we went into the offseason. It's one of the biggest offseasons for the Patriots. They just didn't have any talent.
And it was.
And you know, they hit on the draft, and they hit on some free agents.
Sure.
Well, now we're back to, I think, when we come back to building this team, forget about day one of free agency. This is old school New England Patriots. This is day three, day four, second week, you know, and still having holes after free agency and trying to fill them in the draft. You got to hit again. You got to put two or three drafts together, you know, like Buffalo did for a few years. You got to put two or three drafts together. It can't be just one good one and then go back to what you did the last 4 years where it went N'Keal Harry and, you know, all these guys, Juwan Williams, And Winovich, you know, just like, no, you got to find guys that can play. You can't keep doing it and spending money through free agents. It's not how it works. And there's no shelf life to it. It's not like you're ready to win and you're like the Rams and you go crazy in free agency and bring in all these bodies because you got a 2-year window. No, you're actually trying to rebuild a football team. And you can't rebuild through a draft, through a free agency. You got to hit in the next couple years.
Well, what it is you stop the bleeding.
Yeah, but you got to hit the draft next 2 years, period.
And there's a lot of, listen, if you look at what the Rams are doing, hell, they don't really value draft picks. They give them away every 3 years.
Because they're in a different position than you.
How so?
Like they have talent on their team, and they're just going for it. And they're giving up draft picks left and right trying to win this year, next year, the year after. That's it.
I know, but usually, Lou, when a team does what the Rams did back in that 2018 season before they got to the Super Bowl, like usually the drop is drastic and severe. Like it really is. You don't recover. So they lost Aqib Talib. They lost Ndamukong Suh. They lost a bunch of guys.
And they said, screw it, I'm going to trade for Ramsey instead.
No, my point is, and even after that year, they still were 9-7, didn't make the playoffs, but they had a winning team. So my point is, you can do it through free agency. You can. They've done it. They've showed. They don't have any draft picks. They keep giving them away. So yeah,
what I'm saying is, like, they had a different starting point than you did. I think they had a very talented team because they had some good drafts. And because of that, they were able to sacrifice future drafts to build on this team that they had built. You know what I mean? So and you're in a different spot. You got to hit on two or three drafts here. You got to hit on two or three in a row.
You got
to build a base and then supplement. We all know that's how it works. We praised them for doing this offseason. It was out of necessity because they sucked in the draft the last 4 years. That's the reason why. Again, you don't spend $25 million on two tight ends a year after you just drafted two tight ends in the third round. It's just, it makes no sense. Well, but they had to do it because they screwed that thing up.
We should look at the Rams and really dissect that because they're doing it the non-traditional way and winning.
More of you guys are lined up. Talk about how to fix this thing. We'll do that. Plus, we got last call. It's coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Watch us live on Twitch.
Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
Back to Maloney and Fourier.
On WEEI.
All right, let's get back to your phone calls before we do last call. Let's go to Chris, who's down in Tuscaloosa.
Uh-oh.
Chris, what's up?
So, you guys were just talking about how they have not a lot of money on the cap to spend on a luxury like a wide receiver. But rumor has it that Calvin Ridley is going to be available, and he's on his rookie deal. And his contract ends same time as Aguilar's would, so you would be able to take the money from Aguilar and give it to Ridley for a contract extension.
Well, Ridley's making $11 million next year, right? So we say the rookie
last
deal.
Last year, was the fifth year.
That was a fifth-year option was picked up, and then so he's got 1 year at 11. You interested in Calvin Ridley?
Well, here's the thing. I'm not. I don't trust Calvin Ridley. I don't.
You want to make sure he's going to play.
I just want to make sure that. I mean, listen. So no, I would say that If Ridley was, obviously, if he was playing, it'd be an easy, let's just one for one to swap it out. They're both on their last year. You deal with our guy, we'll deal with your guy.
So they need offensive line help. You're talking about 50-year option, guys. You give me Ridley, we'll give you a win.
Better idea. Actually, no, I'm not taking Ridley, period. I'd rather take my options on another wide receiver that I know. Listen, he left his team. He just left him in the middle of the year. Now, he has his reasons, and they're good reasons, but the reality is, like, so you want to trade like for like? I'd rather take my chances with Isaiah Wynn staying healthy. If Isaiah Wynn gives me 12 games, it's more than – I'd rather risk that than a guy basically walking out on your team.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the deal is with Ridley as far as him walking away. He just wanted out of Atlanta. You know, I don't know. But, again, it's a one-year deal for 11. I like to get the talent.
I like the idea of a swap, though, as far as, like, getting rid of Isaiah Wynn for – like another piece, another team that's in a similar situation with a player. He's a good player, but listen, it's just not working right there. Like, who is it? Philip Dorsett, even though it didn't really work out.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't great.
For Brissett.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Mike in Jacksonville, who wants a clean house. Mike, what's up? Mike, are you there? Did we lose Mike?
Yeah, I'm here, guys.
Oh, go ahead, pal. Yeah, go ahead, buddy. You want a clean house?
Hey, brother. Hey, listen, I haven't seen you since the 2017 AFC Championship, man, up in the tent. It's a long time. That seems like 50 years ago, even though it's only about 5 years ago.
Okay, all right. Mm. What's up?
Good to see you guys. Listen, yep. You guys got a great show. Hey, couple things. First of all, let's not lose track of the fact that we got Bill. And we know, and Christian knows better than anybody having played for him, the good, the bad, and the ugly that comes with him. Here's the deal. He's on his last leg. I mean, we got to admit that we're about to lose one 5 years from now, best coach of all time. So he's going to be focused on the rebuild now is different than the rebuild back when Brady was a rookie. So he's got to get 5 years in where this team can win at.
Oh, we're losing you. Well, sorry.
Mike, I just lose
good,
that.
It's good to hear from you again.
Okay, want to do one more?
Sure. What the hell?
I do want to talk about this because this was talked about before. John in Newport. Go ahead, buddy. You're up.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener. I'm a huge Bills fan. Grew up in Rochester and have been relocated to New England for the last 20 years. And I have been listening to you and been tortured by you guys for the last 20 years. Christian, some days I've wanted to strangle you, and other days I wanted to give you a hug because you do some great charity work. And I love listening to your charity. With that being said, I guess there was some writing that went on today about Bill visiting the Bills locker room after the game.
Yep.
And that's something that he doesn't normally do. And I guess he spent quite a bit of time in there. And the last time they said,
yes,
great. Thank you for
can't
the exit.
Swear.
So
can't
listen, swear. I got a problem with that. I'm not going to lie.
Bill going to the locker room with the Bills?
Yeah.
Or tell them how great they are?
I don't know why. Do we still need to? Did you not hear Jordan Poirier talking about, like, you guys are stuck up, end of an era, like, we're gonna kick your butts?
Mm.
Like, what, does he have to go in every locker room and congratulate the team? Like, honestly, like, do you want your coach doing that? I don't know. I'm a no. I'm a no on that.
Let's get the last call. All right, last call brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. You can donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or give them a call at 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. I don't know if you knew this or not, but 20 years ago today, the Tuck Rule game, the Snow Bowl, final game at Foxborough Stadium. You know, they're doing a 30 for 30
on the Tuck Rule.
It comes out February 6th. This is the trailer.
Right here, the game's over. It's over.
This is a bad moment for me.
Lost the football. It's on the ground.
That looks like the face of defeat right there.
Yeah.
That'll be an automatic review.
I mean, there was no doubt in my mind.
It's a horrible rule.
The stupid rule.
That was the rule.
No, that's a fumble. No.
Wow, that really just happened.
If you can't overcome it, maybe you don't really deserve to be a championship team anyway.
The Super Bowls all happened because it wasn't a fumble.
It was a fumble. I'll never believe anything different.
You're damn right I'm mad about that.
That call really changed the trajectory of, like, our whole world.
No one would have ever heard of Tom if it wasn't for that night.
Had a Tuck Rule never happened, a lot of people would look back and think, well, what if?
Ooh.
I'll tell you what, though. So from the Raiders' perspective, yeah, so they lose that game. The next year, they end up going to the Super Bowl. Gruden leaves, and they lose to Tampa.
So, yeah, so apparently this is going to come out February 6th, right? So I see interviews, Kraft, Belichick, Brewski, Troy Brown, Willie McGinnis, Mark Davis.
Charles Woodson was in there, I heard.
Yeah, Tim Brown, Eric Allen, Lincoln Kennedy.
Well, Charles Woodson should be in there.
Woodson's in there as well. No Wiggy. Isn't that his big game?
You know who else should be in there? And I actually feel like we should do this.
No Wiggy.
We should have Wiggy on and Greg Beekert on. Who? Greg Beekert was the linebacker that picked up the fumble. He was a number 54.
Yep.
So that's we should have those two because those two guys had, you know, had a lot to do with that game. Mm-hmm. You know, single-handedly taking care of business.
Not the only anniversary today, by the way. Four years ago today. Remember the cut on Brady's hand?
Yeah, because didn't Mutt mention this?
I think Mutt broke that story, yeah, as far as actually got bit in the leg, I think, by a dog as well. But this was actually 4 years ago. A lot of attention in this game. This was Tom Brady with the media, like, before the championship game. Listen to a little pissy Tom Brady.
How are you guys doing?
How are you?
Hey, Tom, good.
How's your hand?
Not talking about it.
Thumbs up or thumbs down for Sunday?
We'll see.
You throwing it football today?
I'm not talking about that.
Did you practice today?
I was out there. Yeah.
I was practicing.
It was fun.
Tom, how confident are you that you will be playing on Sunday?
We'll see.
Does it worry you at all that you missed the practice, but you have to get to top of your game to play this day?
Yeah, I'd always rather practice than that. Yeah, absolutely.
Are you confident you'll be at the top of your game on Sunday, physically capable?
We'll see.
God, those calls. I mean, those.
Not talking about
other than Levin. Levin's question was the best. You can always tell Levin's voice, right?
Oh my God, it's the best voice in the world.
That was. I don't remember that interview, but
I remember. I'm not talking about it. Yeah, remember he always wore the gloves for his interview. He had like the quarterback gloves.
That's
on,
right.
Like the, you know, batting gloves.
It looked
on,
like whatever, it looked like Chubbs the from Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, he didn't want to show.
Tom Brady speaking has a gash on his leg, bitten by one of the security dogs.
It's still one of the best updates.
Still, absolutely.
Still one of the best patio.
So we got to play this because we had David Ortiz on, and a lot of you guys heard this thing live.
Nora Pernassi. I think I'm saying that right, from the Boston Globe.
Nope, no, you're not. David Ortiz, he joined us today. We asked him about the Hall of Fame. He brought up Dan Shaughnessy, only one writer, in Boston. And some of you didn't hear it, and there's a reason why you didn't hear it, because David kind of threw a couple swears out there. We had to dump it and kind of missed a lot of it, but we'll just take you back. This is a little rant from David Ortiz, I guess. Do you look at some of these guys that haven't voted for you? Like, would you pay attention to that maybe when it's all done?
Well, to be honest with you, I only heard about one writer that didn't vote for me from Boston. And, you know, not a surprise. You got to respect everybody's opinion. At the end of the day, it is what it is. Life is too short to be worried about all the kinds of bullshit that's coming from people. So
I know you just mentioned it was a big topic last week, actually. We were talking about it. And that one guy, obviously, was Dan Shaughnessy. So I'm just curious. You always have a good relationship with Dan during the year? I mean, you know, your career? Or was there ever an issue with him?
It's funny that you asked me that question because you know the exact answer about that.
Yeah, I do. I just thought I'd like to hear you.
You know Dan Shaughnessy has been an ass to everybody. So what can I tell you?
Isn't that an example of somebody's abuse of power?
He got no damn power, bro. You know that. He just got the power of the pen to write whatever he believe on. But everybody know that he's an ass. What else can you do?
All right. We're talking to David Ortiz.
I just fell in love. I did, man. He's great.
I'm digging that, huh?
I do. I love how you just laughing at yourself.
Oh, I know. I had to crack myself up, I tell you what. All right, tomorrow, I promise, we will talk to Brian Scalabrine.
We will.
Some notes out of the garden, by the way. Robert Williams, he will not return for the game tonight. Marcus Smart, Aaron Nesmith, both out as well. So we'll break down that game with Scal tomorrow. Andy Hart will join us as well, so don't miss it.
Jack
it's
Edwards.
A Bruins Thursday, so we talked to Jack Edwards as well. So, boy, tough game last night. Jesus. We'll get to it all. It starts tomorrow at 2. Have a great night, everybody. Talk to you then.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.